Yes, it's Talking Travel Time with Sally Lucas. She's back from holidays and welcome.
Thanks, Amanda. It's glad to be back. And I was talking to someone the other day and apparently, I don't know whether it was you, I might blame you, or was talking to Barry maybe and saying, why is Sally hardly ever here? She's always on holidays.
Oh, let's blame Barry. Well, look, it's nice. Look, that's the whole point of Talking Travel. You've got to get away so you can talk about the places that you went to.
Exactly right. And, of course, this one was just to catch up with family this time. But, look, today we're going to talk about a few different things. Just thought I'd gathered together some just interesting bits and pieces, different trips I thought sounded interesting, Iceland, Egypt, talking about something new with international driving permits. So
bit of everything.
A lot of bits of everything today just to sort of start winding up the year after. This is the second last program.
I know, second last for you.
Can you believe it?
I know.
And then next year we're changing.
You change. You're going to a Tuesday as well.
Yes. So, Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon.
I have to get myself all zigged and sorted.
Well, it's still going to be me. You're still going to have me. So, you won't be changing too much. Just the day.
Just the day.
Just the day. So, Evan, where are we going to start, Sal?
We might actually start with the Kimberley, which I didn't even mention to you.
Surprise.
So it is a surprise for you. There's nothing like a surprise, is there?
That's right. And, you know, we've got so many things to talk about today. So it'll give people a lot of options if they want to go away over the holidays or next year.
Well, the reason I thought I'd talk about this briefly is that, as we all know, the Kimberley's a hell of a long way away. We're a huge country. So not everyone has got the time to drive there, okay? So I thought this was really quite good because one of the operators we use there who is really excellent, and they cover everything in the Kimberley, like from cruises to car hire to accommodation to sightseeing, and they give us a lot of good information. So they've just updated us on some of the things for 26, 27. And their Pearl Expeditions, which is owned by Paspaley Pearl, the famous Pearl people, they've got some wonderful cruises of the Kimberley on a purpose-built yacht with just 18 passengers.
Oh, lovely.
If you wanted to do that. Then they also go into Papua New Guinea, 30 packs on these. Sorry, I'll correct myself on that. It's 30. Papua New Guinea and Borneo cruises as well. And it's really just small group expeditions. So they're available to be booked now for 26, 27. Also, there's another company called Eclipse Expeditions, and they do the Kimberley, and they also do the Montebello Islands and the southwest part of Western Australia, which is something a little bit different. And they only take 8 passengers, which you could charter the whole thing if you had 4 couples. You know, how lovely would that
right.
be?
Yeah.
So that would be excellent. And then there's a company called Red Sands Campers, and this is where I was heading with this, that if you didn't want to drive all that way, that they have camper vans and four-wheel drive for the Kimberley available in Perth, Darwin, Broome, Adelaide, etc. And they don't charge a one-way fee like most rental car companies do if you don't return to the same depot.
That's
really great. And they've got lots of good hotel deals in Darwin and different places at El Questro Homestead. Voyages Ayers Rock Resort have got some wonderful resort discounts as well. And El Questro's got like stay 5, pay 4 for the complete 2026 season and stay 4, pay 3 for various other dates, not throughout the whole year, but restricted dates. And also they've now got accommodation available on Dirk Hartog Island, which is a 15-minute ferry ride from Denham on the West Australian coast. So some really different things coming up for Western Australia, doing something you may not have done before. So that's just really interesting to keep in mind if you think all the time, oh gosh, that's a long way to go. You know, you get a good airfare, get yourself to either Broome or Perth and get a connecting flight up to Broome, or you know, if you wanted to, you could still pick up the car and drive all the way, of course, from Perth to Broome, if you say, which we're going to do next year.
Yes. Oh, lovely.
So I'll be able to talk about that next year. So, look, there's lots of different ways you can do it. You don't have to drive the whole way. There are options for you to get some good rates and you know, good availability of cruising, car hire, camper van, accommodation, tours, etc. So keep that in mind because that's such a beautiful part of our country.
Now, all your papers just flew off the desk.
I know.
Was that something that you were going to talk about now, or are you right?
I'll wait and get it in and talk about it in the next segment. See, it was only one of the things I was going to talk about.
Lucky.
Now, this I'm going to talk about now is a couple of different tours. Now, one is Iceland, one extreme to the other, and one is Egypt. Now, Bunnings, who we've talked about before, Australian company, who again is small group, only take a maximum of 20 on any of their tours, and which is just wonderful. So they're doing a Discover Iceland next year into 2027, the Land of Fire and Ice, of course, that it's called, and it just sounds absolutely amazing for what you're going to see. You go into geothermal sea baths so that you can get the healing powers of that. You go to family-owned tomato farms, that grow crops all year round. So you're doing some really different hands-on experiences, taking in those wonderful waterfalls, the volcanoes. I mean, Iceland is such an extreme of everything that you can imagine. You're doing cruises where you're in search of the Atlantic puffin, you go to a horse farm, you go to many waterfalls, canyons, whale-watching cruises. It's just amazing. The biggest glacier in Iceland. You go to some quaint villages, to a lava tunnel, geysers. Oh, I mean, it's just an incredible.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, look, honestly, if you're just wanting to do something very different, it's a 12-day itinerary, so just keep that one in mind. And listen, this was a really lucky thing for them. I think it was well planned by the Egyptian tour guide. As people may be aware, that the gem, as they're calling it, the Great Egyptian Museum, or Grand Egyptian Museum, only opened last month.
Right.
And this has been years, like years in the planning. And honestly, on November the 6th, something extraordinary happened. A small group of their tour travellers on their Egypt Discovery Tour really stepped into history, literally. They were among the very first 15 people in the world to stand before Tutankhamun's legendary golden mask in this new museum, the Grand Egyptian Museum. How would you feel?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And also they were the first to enter the whole gallery of treasures there as well. Yeah, so 9 of the 15 people were travelling on their tour and were able to get that for the first time.
It's a great experience.
Yeah, and there's more than 5,000 other artefacts, of course, which is bringing together the boys' king treasures for the very first time, which is an unprecedented moment in Egyptology. So that was really amazing. So they run tours again into Egypt, some wonderful tours into Egypt if you're interested, doing all the usual Aswan, Nile, you know, the Aswan Dam, obviously the Sphinx and the pyramids and all of that. But this museum just sounds extraordinary if you get the opportunity to do an Egypt tour next year or 2027.
Okay, well that's, yeah, you've given us a few options right there. And Sally, you're going to talk about international driving permits.
Yeah, this is very important information, and why it is, of course, I want to reiterate that some people aren't aware that there are certain countries in the world where you not only need your IDP, but you've got to take your Australian licence as well. And people often clear their wallets out before they go overseas and think, I'm not going to need that, it's extraneous, it's not necessary overseas. But if you're going to be driving, quite often it is. So please always still take your Australian driver's licence as well as your international driving permit.
I just want to point out that banging is upstairs. They're doing work.
Someone's knocking.
They're doing upstairs and someone must be hammering.
What's the Paul McCartney song? Someone's knocked them, let them in.
Yes, that's it.
But we're not going to let them in.
No, we're not going to let them in. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, continue. So this was actually in an Open Road magazine we just got this week from the NRMA. This is how I found out about this, believe it or not. But the NRMA has always been the agent for issuing international driver's permits anyway, in New South Wales and the ACT anyhow. So what you can do now under a new program, you can actually pick up an international driving permit, or IDP as I call it, at Sydney Airport. So if you've forgotten or something, suddenly you think, oh God, we're hiring a car, I haven't got my IDP, and you pick it up by their car hire partner, Sixt, S-I-X-T. So that is available at their counter at in the international terminal as well, and they can have it issued on the spot, which means that's good, you know, so you're not applying in advance or anything like that. So around 160,000 drivers across New South Wales and the ACT apply for an IDP every year, which is recognised in more than 150 countries. But in countries, as I just mentioned to you, there's lots of countries such as, or destinations such as Bali, Thailand, Italy, etc., where you're required to also hold both a valid Australian motorcycle licence and an IDP if you're hiring a bike.
Okay.
A lot of people don't even think about that and don't do it. And it's, you're not going to be covered for insurance. That's the whole thing. Just remember, if you have an accident, you won't be covered if you haven't done the right things and got the right documentation. So it is really, really very important. But it's just lovely to know now that that is, you know, a handy thing to be aware of or you still can get it through the NRMA, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Also now, Ponant Explorations has just partnered with Singapore Airlines, believe it or not, the cruise company, to make small ship exploring even more rewarding. You can now earn KrisFlyer miles on any Ponant Explorations itinerary, anything from their polar expeditions to their tropical ones, etc. And every mile you earn $1 on your first cruise, and for returning guests, they get a mile for every $2 they spend on a subsequent cruise, which can go towards paying for your airfares to get towards your cruise destination.
Fantastic.
So that's just another bit of good news. It's a win-win. Now, Regent Seven Seas Cruises, they are doing what they call Epicurean enrichment. Destination meets culinary discovery.
So guests, so it's like an eating cruise, is it?
Yeah, it's an indulgent. Yes.
Right.
As if you don't get enough to eat on a cruise ship anyway,
right?
So this is just to add a little couple more inches to your waistline. Just do a few more runs around the ship. Do a few more, yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll need to. A
couple of circuits. So guests sailing aboard the Seven Seas Mariner and the Seven Seas Voyager beginning in May 2026 have the option to experience this Epicurean Enrichment Studio, where they'll be having lectures, tastings, storytelling, bringing global cuisines to life, led by expert chef instructors. Each session is there to connect you to the flavours, techniques and cultures of the destinations that you are going to and going to exploring. Classes become available online and may be reserved beginning 120 days before your cruise sail. They will be limited in number, so I would suggest you do book it in advance if this is something that you would rather do. And they will take you on, they have a European, what they call passport series, where you embark on a journey through regions like India, Greece or Singapore, with each session featuring storytelling, tastings and take-home recipes as you go away. So I think that's great. It's not just about turning up and eating, you know what I mean? It's about discovering the culture
different
of the food that you're going
things,
to, their
yeah.
cuisines and so on. You know, the different diving into the world of olive oils or the master of the art of spice or how to refine your seafood techniques. Mm. So it's going to be really interesting. I think it's great that they've introduced that, and that's on Regent Cruises.
It is good. Now, can you stop talking about food? Because I haven't had lunch and I'm really hungry.
Well, I'll talk about books if you like.
Books are great. Go for it.
Viking Cruises, just another different cruise company, they're doing a different thing. They're saying a bespoke gift for the thinking person. So they have partnered with Haywood Hill. Now, it's a legendary London bookshop, and it's approaching its 90th anniversary, and it apparently continues to curate some of the world's finest private libraries, and that's including what they have on a Viking ship as well. And so apparently the Duke of Devonshire owns the shop, which has for generations curated books for some of the most interesting and curious minds. And it's become one of the world's most beloved bookshops and was a favourite of the late Queen Lizzie. And it earned at Haywood Hill a royal warrant during her reign. So they're saying for the book lovers in your life, you can give them a year in books. So if you want someone that's really interested, you can go online, you could look Google Haywood Hills or go into Viking. There's a subscription there for everyone for a year. If you're looking for a present for someone that loves books and loves reading, it's something really different. So I thought, yeah, that's an interesting thing to talk about for Christmas. We're always looking for different gifts, and that might be something for you that have a good reader or an avid reader in your family or friend. That'd be something really lovely to do. So, yeah, there we go.
We're up to hot deals.
We are, and I'm starting with Hurtigruten HX and their itinerary that they introduced only this year, actually. And it's following in the footsteps of their explorers on their 17-day tour package from Oslo to Helsinki. So it's incorporating all sorts of travel. Like, not, you're not just travelling by sea, you're travelling by rail, you're travelling by coach, you're doing an incredible cruise that does what they call their coastal kitchen cuisine cruise. Talking cuisine again, it's going to these local farms and experience all the beautiful local food. But it's 17 days. It operates in autumn, winter and spring. 40 stops in 17 days.
That's a lot.
Isn't it amazing? So you're staying in hand-picked hotels, you've got unbelievable activities, you have a magical overnight in a Finnish glass igloo, as well as a husky and reindeer safari as well. You do the iconic Flam Railway, you're doing a cruise on the UNESCO-listed Nairo Fjord, which I'm probably pronouncing incorrectly. You're sailing from Bergen to Kirkenes beneath the Aurora, discovering remote fjords, mountains and fishing villages on their coastal express voyage. You get a scenic rail journey through Finland's Arctic wilderness, and you visit the home of Santa.
Yay!
And these are multiple sailings from September 26th through to March 27th. So that's wonderful, and you get $150 per person on board credit, applicable for all new bookings made by the 17th of December. So that's not very far away, is it? But they've also got another offer as well, because of how many years they've been in operation, which is 130 years since they started, which is quite incredible. Now, this finishes on the 23rd of March, so you've got a bit more time on this one. And this is their setting. In 1896, they set off on their first expedition to Svalbard. So 130 years later, they're still going. And they've actually, to celebrate, they've recreated an 1896 cabin on the MS Fridtjof Nansen, which is available for guests to experience for one night.
Oh, that'd be good.
And it's got like a candle and all the old furniture and and even a limited edition ocean bottle for you. So that's just something very different as well. Now, that is available. They're giving you a $400 onboard credit on that one, and it applies to bookings made from now through till the 23rd of March next year. Mm-hmm. So that's a wonderful trip to do as well. Still sticking in that area, Aurora Expeditions have got for 10 days or less, or not that area, sorry, the opposite of that area, Antarctica, but that sort of, what am I thinking, ice region,
yes, cool.
Icy region, cool region, booked by 31 March. And as they say, you don't need weeks to experience the magic of Antarctica. They're now featuring in 27-28 a selection of voyages in just 10 days or less. So if you don't want to do the Drake Passage, which can be notoriously rough, you can skip the crossing, head straight to the highlights, fly you down, and then you're doing everything that you would want to do, but you're not having to just do the Drake Passage. So keep that in mind, booked by 31 March on that. The other one I've got is with Alaskan Voyages, up to 45% off a range of Regent Seven Sea Cruises, who we're just talking about with all the culinary things they're doing now, booked by 31 December, and this is for 2026. So 45% off a range of their select suite categories. And Ponant, I'm mainly cruising today, but they were the ones that had the best offers. They've got an extra 10% off 190 of their voyages throughout, 26, 27 as well. And Beyond Travel, they have got a wonderful Into the Arctic back. It's a tour of the Scandinavian area for the 26, 27 season. And they've got an early bird discount of $500 per couple on that way. It's 11-day escort through Norway, Finland and Sweden. You just book and deposit by 30 January to get your savings on that. So there's quite a lot available, particularly in the cruise market at the moment, where you can get some good early bird savings still for next year and right through until 2028.
Wow, lots to choose from. Well, thank you very much, Sal. We'll catch up with you next week for our last Talking Travel of the Year.
I know. Can you believe it? Where do the years go?
I know. Anyway.
Scary, isn't it?
One more session.
One more session.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.